Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that the blessing of the Lord comes upon you as you listen. Here's today's message in progress.
We lay aside our ministries. We lay aside our everything. We come boldly. And Lord, spray your blood all over us tonight. Wash us clean. Wash us with your precious blood, which heals, delivers, it destroys the bonds of wickedness. Lord, right now I command every flesh in here, all our flesh, to be subdued. I command the spirit man to rise right now. I see a battle in the spirit, and right now I declare victory in the name of Jesus. Hey, can I hear you say victory in the name of Jesus? I am speaking victory over my life right now in the name of Jesus. I'm an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb. Spray me with your blood, Jesus. Cleanse me. Heal me. Deliver me. Here I am, Lord, the one you love. Here I am, Lord, the one you created in your image. I receive your image right now. I love you. Hallelujah. Let us worship. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you. We worship you. We adore you. The Lord is doing something in this room tonight. And we welcome you, King. We welcome you, Father. We welcome you, Savior. Have your way in the hearts of your people tonight. Have your way in my heart tonight, Lord. We welcome you. We welcome you. There's so much going on. So much going on. It's so easy to get caught up in the natural because there's so much going on. Don't be fooled. Don't be tricked. Don't be swayed. Cast your gaze on the King. Cast your cares on your King. Where else or who else could you go to with the secrets of your heart, the questions of your heart, the hurts of your heart, the bondages, the brokenness? He's always waiting. He never ever judges us. Judgment was placed on the cross. There's no one like our King Jesus. I am so thankful for him, and I'm so thankful for his blood, and I'm so thankful for redemption. I'm so thankful there's no measuring stick that constantly changes whether I behave good or bad. People will judge, but he has placed judgment on the cross. If I sin, which I pray I don't, and when I do, I know my sin is placed on the cross. I know I'm forgiven if I'm repentant in my heart. And we all stumble and we all fall short in many ways. Who's stumbling today? Anybody stumbling in here today? Anybody falling short in here today? Yeah. The enemy likes to get you to think that you are a bad person. You are a bad Christian because you didn't measure up. I spray the blood of Jesus in the enemy's face right now. And I declare victory in the name of Jesus. And I speak and release victory and breakthrough in the name of Jesus. I pound right now against the lies of the enemy. I pummel them with the blood of Jesus. And I say enough is enough. We are not staying in this place. There's breakthrough in here tonight. There is breakthrough for whosoever. Hey, are you a who for whosoever? I am. I love the playing field. I love that in we're in his hand, the palm of his hand. And he doesn't see us as, oh, you blew it today, or oh, you blew it yesterday. You swore today. Oh, you swore again yesterday. You've been swearing for 2 straight days. I'm telling on myself. I'm telling on myself. The devil doesn't have a hold on me. The devil will never have a hold on me, and I will never lie about the bondage that I'm breaking out of. Because when you lie or cover it up, you stay in bondage. Come out in the name of Jesus. Be free. Be free. Be free. Receive the freedom right now in Jesus Christ. You've been crying out, brother. He loves you dearly. Right now, I come against every demonic stronghold. I break the power of wickedness over your life. I declare you whole in Jesus Christ. You are a victor. You are an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb. I break every lie. I break every spirit of judgment that's been placed on you. I break off the chains of bondage right now. I say, come out in the name of Jesus. Be made whole in the name of Jesus. Step out of that right now. Come on out of there. Get up. Come on out of there. You're free. You're never going back. I break off every form of deception, every form of wickedness. You've been crying out, and you're like, you know what? What's going on? What's going on? I'm doing this. I'm trying that. Today, the Lord has heard your prayers. Today, the Lord is setting you free. Today is your day of wholeness. Today is your day of redemption. Don't go back. You don't have to go back anymore. You do not have to go back into that ever again. You have been set free right now, brother. You are free in the name of Jesus. I release you from the lies. Right now, I command your mind to be made whole. I break every demonic stronghold in your mind, every imprint of the enemy, every pornography image. Go in the name of Jesus. Get out of your mind right now. You have been a victim. You've been set up by the enemy. And right now, I declare you the victor. I break you out of that shell. I break you out of the chains of bondage. And I declare you whole, free, forever, and in love with Jesus Christ, your Savior, in love with Jesus. Every spirit of addiction, loose off him right now and never return. Loose off him right now and never return. I break your power. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Step forward in your true identity, brother. Step forward in your true identity, brother. Step forward in your true identity, brother. Walking it out. You're walking it out. You're walking it out right now in the name of Jesus. Never again. Never again. Never again. The blood. The blood. The blood. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus has made you whole. The blood of Jesus has made you whole. Brr. The Lord is good. The Lord is our strength. The Lord is the light of truth. And right now I expose every counterfeit, demonic, false light that has ever tried to shine its eyes upon us or speak to us. I command a curtain opening right now where we see and recognize Jesus Christ as the truth and the true source of light, and every false demon and doctrine to be exposed, and we spray the blood of Jesus over it right now. We spray it with the blood of Jesus. We cleanse ourselves with the blood of Jesus. There is no stronghold on our lives anymore in Jesus' name. We are free, we are whole, and we are His. Shandale bakoreto sokoko. Oto sokokoko. Malama shekoneyabado sendele bakosoko. Holy is the Lord. Holy. What's your name? Nick. 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 Take that, devil. Nick has been set free tonight. Nick's got a testimony. Nick has got the victory dance in his bones. Hallelujah. 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 You know how when they would kill the enemy and they'd cut their heads off? I'm holding Nick's head up in the enemy's camp right now. See, you don't have him anymore. You don't have him anymore. He's been set free. See this? See Nick? See Nick's spirit, man? You got no hold on him anymore. You have no hold on him. Every demon, scream. Free. Nick's been free. Nick's been free. Nick is free in the name of Jesus. Nick is free in the name of Jesus. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Holy. Nick, you've got integrity. God put that in you. Ne shababababa. Yes, yes, yes. Kola bashendele bakoreto so koko. Shaba ba 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 so koko koko. Le ato so koko koko. Ye shaba ba 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 si ti 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 ti. Holy is the Lord.
Christ before us, Christ above us, Christ to the left, Christ to the right, Christ behind us, Christ below us, Christ over our circumstances. Christ over our peace, Christ in our joy, Christ in our love. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Jesus. You are awesome.
Oh, oh, oh.
Awesome.
Malanketo. Ki shaba ba ba. I shaba ba 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 ba. You want to testify, Nick? We all want to hear it. Come on, brother. What'd you say?
Just now, the first song, I just was bawling. I couldn't stop, and I'm not crying, but my eyes were just rolling.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't stop. I'm like, what's going on?
That's the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's the goodness of God, and that's the presence. See, the presence heals people and sets people free. You ever been somewhere, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm getting delivered. Oh, no, no, not you, not you. Yeah. Hallelujah. You know, they make too much out of deliverance, I think, truthfully. You know, the presence heals and delivers us. And then we come into agreement with, coming out of agreement with what the devil has tried to put on us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. The walk of the Spirit is actually very easy and simple. And it's childlike faith. That's all that's required. So when we start to add to it with our doctrine and add to it with our thoughts of, I should be doing this or I should be doing that. I'm going to tell you about those shoulds. Those shoulds are no goods. Usually the shoulds are flesh. And the flesh profits us nothing. Now I'm not saying don't study and don't get in the Word. I'm just saying be careful of the shoulds. There isn't a day that the shoulds don't come knocking on my door. And if I entertain them, then we got a mess. Now think about that. What I really love about Jesus is he wants us to walk in freedom every day. And I love walking in freedom. And when I'm missing a day of freedom, I don't like it. And when I'm missing a day of freedom, it's not God that's let me down. It's I've walked outside of the protection of the Lord through self-will. Self-will. Oh, the flesh. The dreams, self-will, they get us in trouble. They really do. They really get us in trouble. Well, you could justify. Have you tried justifying self-will? It'll be good for me. Meanwhile, you're kicking against the pricks because it's not the anointing and it's not the Lord. The shoulds, they always get us in trouble. I should be doing more. I should be doing less. You shouldn't preach tonight. I should be preaching tonight. All the shoulds. I'm a holy mess. I like being a holy mess. I don't like being a mess, but I like being a holy mess. And there's a difference. A mess is the flesh. And the flesh, when I'm in the flesh, I ain't no good. Ask my friends. The last 2 days, ask my friends who I've had to repent to my friends the last 2 days. But what I love is that Jesus always corrects me. Because I'm like, what's my problem? even when I'm a mess. What's my problem, Lord? I'll tell you. Should. No, not the shoulds. I got the shoulds. Oh, I got to go see the doctor. What's your symptoms? I got the shoulds. Woo! You lost her already. I'm in the doctor's office right now. Taking the antidote for the shoulds. You know what the antidote is? Oh, Lord, we'd love you. You know, I was going to say don't record, but they're practicing tonight, so I figure after this is over, we'll say don't release it. Woo! There's deliverance in this room tonight. I am telling you, there is deliverance in this room tonight. There is an anointing for the ones who have been crying out, "What's my problem? I got the shoulds." Woo! Oh, man. Jesus is good for the shoulds. Now, the religious spirits that start to rise up in us, you shouldn't be doing that. Oh no! The shoulds! The relative! The in-law! Oh, but is this doctrinal? The joy of the Lord is my strength. You want to know how to confuse the enemy? Laugh and sing. And dance. Yeah. Yeah. But sometimes the most simplest thing is to just start laughing. A couple things happen. The enemy hates it because he can't figure out what happened to your shoulds. Because he had you in the shoulds. He does. And he tightens it. And he tries to put a little more should in there. I said should. Because he likes you uncomfortable in the shoulds. He does. That's his plan. He loves misery. He loves to watch you try to squirm in the shoulds. Spray the blood. Spray the blood of Jesus on the shoulds. There's an anointing to release people from the shoulds. Be free of the shoulds. I'm looking for people hiding in the shoulds. Come out! Come out! Come out of the shoulds! Come out! Those aren't weeds, those are shoulds. There's a difference. You know, the enemy's trying to figure out right now. They're holding a meeting. What are they talking about? The shoulds! That's not in the book! We spray the blood of Jesus over the shoulds. You wake up crabby? Did you take a spoonful of shoulds? Church is fun. I'm not trying to figure it out. I just know people are getting free right now. I want freedom from the shoulds. I break every bond of wickedness off your physical body right now, which includes sickness, disease, infirmity, judgment, criticism, gossip. Addiction. It stinks in here. I'm just telling you, there's stuff leaving. It's like gag me, but praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, Jesus, how about spraying some blood to clear the air? Hallelujah. 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 Never the same. Never the same. We're pressing into the purity that Jesus released through the cross and resurrection power. Lord, I ask you right now, to help us keep our gaze on your truth through your word. I break every blinding and lying spirit, whether it was subtle or fast hit. I break it off your mind right now in the name of Jesus. There's somebody in here who's actually worrying. Stop. Come out from the shoulds. Come out from the shoulds. See, the enemy, he makes that measuring stick go up and down and tries to keep you in bondage. Right now, I command the blood of Jesus to wipe away that measuring stick. See God for who he is. See who you are through God's eyes. Kesha ba 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 so koko. Yato ko so koko. Neandele ba korito si ti 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 ti. There's a fretter. Fretting. I release you from that foul spirit. I command it to loose off you right now. I command the hook to leave, come out with no damage right now in the name of Jesus. And I release you with the peace of God. I release the peace of God into your soul in Jesus' name. Whew. Let that. Let it in. Mesha ba ba ba. Release. In the name of Jesus. Every trace. Shakiano konele ba kosoko. The Lord is good. He only has good for you. And I hear him saying to the ex-fretter that his way is better, and he's got some peace that he wants you to release that he has stored up for you. It's a storehouse. It's treasures in heavenly places that he has put inside of you, and he wants to push that through you into the atmosphere and out into your family and into the situations and places that you go. He's saying, will you do it? I always say, yes, even if I don't know it's me, because I don't, how do you know? Sometimes we don't know. Yes, I'll do it, Jesus. Help me do it. Help me. Show me how to do it, Lord, and I'll do it. Not me. not me. Because you're a shoulder. It should be somebody else you're saying. Come out in the name of Jesus. Be whole. Be whole. I'm holding on to this for a reason. I really am. I'm in a boat tonight. But I'm speaking to the waves. I've been speaking to them off and on today and last night. Sometimes we get caught up in the waves. Sometimes we get overtaken by a storm we don't see coming because we're too busy doing other stuff because we're getting ready for something that might be fun. I speak to those waves and I command the storms to be still. Watchmen, watchmen, back on the wall. Watchmen, watchmen, you better stand tall. Take it. Take it. Take it. Don't be a shoulda. Shoulda, woulda. Not me. You know, the shoulds are very contagious. Be careful. Be careful. The shoulds jump. They do. The shoulds like to keep people in bondage. But I know the bondage breaker. His name is Jesus. And you know what? He gave us a commission. Preach the good news and go out and set the captives free. And you know who he's talking to? You. Every one of us. The us's. We the us's. Oh no, here we go. There's a busload of us's. Because you know about the us's? The us's know nothing. Except for him. The us's don't care about popularity, about promotion. They care about Jesus and his kingdom. They care about bringing a little drink of water to the thirsty. The us's like to bring the broken and bring healing to them. The love of Jesus to them. And it's not about self-promotion. It's not about how well I did about bringing water to my friend. It's about Jesus and connecting Jesus with the brokenhearted, the us's. Are you qualified? How'd you get qualified? Did you buy it in? Sign a card? How'd it happen? You get the A. I give up Jesus, I'm a mess. Oh, you're one of the us's. Get on the buses, we're going out. To the byways. Oh, Lord. Are we so patterned with our behavior that the enemy knows exactly which card to play to get us to respond a certain way? No, I don't think tonight. But think about that for a second. If he can keep us in bondage through, you know, condemnation, guilt, busyness, laziness, well, we could just name them all if we wanted to. you know, if he could keep us in bondage with just one simple little card of, oh, I'm just going to get so-and-so to respond to so-and-so so that they both are, you know, in unforgiveness, strife. Well, we know about strife. Every evil work. Strife is one of his biggest cards he uses. And you're thinking, in the family? No, in the church. In the church. In the church. Well, why the church? Because when there's two or more gathered in his name, there is power. And if he can get people to be in strife and judgment and condemnation, where's the power? It's been diffused. But there's the us's. The sold out ones, the remnant. I got nothing, Lord. I'm a mess. But if you can use my nothingness, here I am. I give you everything, which is just my heart. Because you don't care about the little button I have in my pocket. You don't care about the lint. You don't care about the piece of candy. You just want my heart. Well, I can give you my heart. But not that area. Ooh. When we don't give an area, we actually have idolatry. When there's idolatry, there's an open door to the enemy. Because anything that exalts itself above the Lord brings a curse. So let's talk about idolatry a little bit. Ooh, I don't want to. Okay, we will. See the battle? See the surrender? That's how we live. The us's wants to have his way. So he gets it. Idolatry. Phones. Clothing. How do I look tonight? Children. Dreams. Plans. You want to throw one out? Nobody wants to throw one out?
Pets.
Pets? You mean the ones that are dressed up in clothes or the ones in the strollers? Or which one are you talking about? You know, I have nothing against pets. I just need to make that disclaimer. And I understand how easy it can be to use a pet to bring comfort. Because it is an object that's warm and has a heartbeat. I understand that. But it could also be a distraction or a simple comfort which delays us in seeking out the comfort of the Holy Spirit. So it could be the counterfeit of the comforter. And if that's you, you may want to repent and bring right order into your life.
Self-reliance.
Oh yeah, John. That's really good. That is total idolatry. That's a huge blocker. I can't imagine. Well, I do know for myself. I if we took a poll in here, if we all closed our eyes and said, who relies on self-reliance at least so much time per day? I bet you we all would raise our hands. That is like an automated one that we have to fight. You know, we have to contend for that because if we don't, we'll never overcome by the blood and grace of God. I was dealing with that yesterday, I think. I was like praying because I'm like, I'm a mess. You know, Lord, you got to help me. I don't want these projects. I just want you. Where are you? I'm over here where it's quiet. You remember? Oh, yeah. Yeah. The warning signs, like a car light. The oil gets low. You start to know by the tone, by your thoughts, and by what you speak. And if you're alone, nobody knows but you and God. But if you're around people, and I'm really sorry, my friends, for the last few days. But I love the fact that here I am now, Lord, the one you love. I'm back. I no longer beat myself up when I'm out of his will. As Lord, you got to help me stand strong. You got to help me figure out strategies to overcome the enemy. And you know what he told me last night? This song came up. We had a service last night, and in the worship, oftentimes I'll get different songs than what's actually being played on the thing. And the first song I heard was, "Slow down, you're moving too fast. You got to make the morning last. Doo-dah, doo-dah." And I thought, oh, you're so right. Slow down, you're moving too fast. And I thought, I am moving too fast. See, he's trying to get me to hear it, but I was so busy, I couldn't hear it. So when do you hear it? When you're slowed down enough to hear it. He's probably been saying that same song for 3 days. But I finally heard it last night when I quieted myself and entered in his presence. Now, his presence is always there. Always there. You know, so I repented. Spent great time last night, great time this morning. And guess what happened? Things did not go my way, and instantly, again, and I'm like, well, I guess I haven't dealt with this, have I, Lord? What's going on? False expectations. You know, you ask him, he'll tell you. He goes, you have false expectations. You're expecting people to do things when you want them done, and most people will never be able to do that. I'm like, you're right. I had 3 workers that were supposed to show up today, and none of them did. I was glad. I didn't want to deal with anybody today. It was best not to be around people today. I was like, Lord, did you plan that? I don't know, and I don't care. False expectations are huge. They can ruin you. And I'm like, yeah, whatever, you come, you don't come, I don't let, but it bothered me. When things start bothering me, something's not right. And when it's something's not right, it's my time in him alone. And something else has taken over. And I'll tell you what it was. I had planned a trip. I wanted to go have some fun before our retreat. And so I'm trying to get all this stuff caught up and ahead. And I'm like staying up too late, and I'm cutting time with God and just trying to get it all done, plus throw taxes in there and all that crazy stuff. And it's like, did I even ask the Lord if I was supposed to go on that trip? I can't even remember if I asked him. And I'm sure he would have blessed it, but it was like not, the timing is not right. And as soon as I was like, something's not right, and I think it's me, and I canceled the trip, instantly, boom, 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 breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. I'm like, okay, so I guess it wasn't the will of the Lord. You know, we can justify very easily. Can't we?
Yeah.
How does it happen? Emotions. I just want to have fun for a little while. Can I have a little fun, Lord? Wrong perspective. I have fun every day. So where did the lie come from? Shoulda. The shoulda got a hold of me. I'm telling you the truth. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I have a well of joy that I tap into every day. Except for yesterday and today. But I got overloaded tonight, so we released what was capped up. Hallelujah. Well, I'm just telling you this. See, if there's something wrong, it's never him. It's us. If you're reacting in anger and rage, that's not your personality. That's a stronghold. There is an issue there, and it's usually a false belief system or an expectation. It's a shoulda. The shoulda got you. Come out of the shoulda. I'm telling you, there's a better way to live. And I'm telling on myself. And I tell on myself all the time because I don't ever want anybody to think that I got it together, because I don't. It's the grace of God and only his grace that I'm able even to be here right now. Right now. I have no ability. I had no message. I still don't have a message. But he's flowing. He's talking about stuff I don't even know. I never heard shoulda before. He didn't give me this teaching ahead of time. In fact, I don't even think there's a scripture. I'll ask him later, but, you know, I was actually thinking about 2 Chronicles earlier today. I don't think this is in 2 Chronicles at all. What I will tell you is they kept their eye on the Lord. I was thinking about when they asked the Lord, should they pursue, you know, go after the spoils? And things were looking bad, and they're like, he's like, yeah, go ahead, but worship me. Sing and dance and have fun. And then God took care of the stuff. And then they came upon it. He caused confusion in the enemy's camps. Kind of like tonight. Caused confusion in the enemy's camps. Keep your eye on the victory. The victory. And look for the spoils. Are you looking for the spoils tonight? Because you guys got some breakthrough. Look for the spoils. Don't just take a little. Take everything that the enemy has stolen from you. Your joy, your peace, some years of your life, your health. Claim that back for the goodness of God, of everything Jesus died for you. Start speaking to your body parts. Liver, be whole in the name of Jesus. Thank you that I have a great liver. Thank you that my mind and my brain cells are restored and I've got the mind of Christ. Thank you that my eyesight is perfect. Thank you that my strength is renewed, that I'm not old. Hey, Moses was how old? 120. Didn't miss a beat, did he? They fought over his body in the end. They're going to fight over yours because the anointing of God's going to flow. And the devil hates that. Every one of you has a testimony. Every one of you has a voice to sing. Every one of you has a body that's whole in the name of Jesus. Favor in the name of Jesus. Favor in the name of Jesus. Be bold and be glorious in what the Lord has for you. He's got something for you. And the enemy's trying to blockade and putting up barricades. Guess what? That ain't your package. God has promotion for you. I see promotion. I see a white fence. And I see you stepping over. Not climbing, but just stepping over like a gazelle. Just stepping over and promotion and green pasture. I break every assignment of the enemy off your life right now. I command every word curse to be broke and under the blood of Jesus in Jesus' name. There's an lying assignment out there. I can see it in the spirit hanging, and right now I spray the blood of Jesus on that. It will not come to pass. The victory in Jesus Christ. Rise in victorious resurrection power in Jesus' name. Nisha. Yeah. I would have paid somebody tonight if I didn't have to come. Isn't that crazy? The assignment, the battle, and the victory. Faint not. You battle long enough and you know there's victory so close. Steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Some days it doesn't look so glorious, but you know what? He's glorious, and we're not looking at me, and we're not looking at you. We're looking at what he did. We walk and stand in what he says. We do what he says, and it's all going to be okay. Because you're on the us's. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. I see a foul spirit in here, and I see it's attached to poverty and lack. And right now, I command that thing to loose out of here right now in the name of Jesus. I see like these like weights, like kettleballs, you know, like the kettleball, and they're attached, different weights, to past experiences over the years in your life. And right now, I command those to loose off you and go in the name of Jesus. And I release you into the fullness of provision in the Lord, in Jesus Christ. I'm hearing the words mindset. Let your mind be set on the promises of God. I break past circumstances off your life right now in the name of Jesus, and I release you into the land of milk and honey, the goodness of God, the promised land that He has for you. I'm here in competition, like a spirit of competition, and I don't know what it means, so I'm just listening. But the antidote is an audience of one. So if you struggle with competition, the antidote is an audience of one. And it's just a renouncing of agreement with that spirit. You know, some of you competed in sports. Some of you were very competitive and very athletic. And, you know, I'm seeing entry points of, like, transitions of, it's like goal setting, but it's not godly. It's self agenda. And right now, if you want to get free of that spirit of competition, just quietly or loudly. I like to say things loudly nowadays. And I'm just going to say what He gives me. Father, I thank You for showing me that I have a spirit of competition. And I see that that's not of You. I'm so sorry. I recognize right now that I only truly have an audience of one. And that's You. I don't need to compete because Your blood restored me from sin state, sin nature, and has set me free. So I take Your freedom right now, and that's good enough for me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. I just saw those like kettleballs with change just go out sideways. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. And I just saw, as that happened, I just saw bump, 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 like right order, well, it reminds me of like a computer disk, you know, when it's got some spaces after you delete files that are in the wrong area. I just saw like a reformatting. Thank You. I heard the words thinking clearer. I'll receive that in the name of Jesus. Come on now. Oh, Jesus, help us. You are helping us. You are our helpmate. You are our helper. You are a source of life. And we thank You and we honor You. We respect You and we don't take You lightly. We take You with a fervent heart of tenderness and a wooing and a drawing of closeness to You, sir. Teach us how to really lean into You and grow into You and hear what You're saying so You lead and guide us into truth always. Help us recognize the schemes of our flesh and our fleshly desires. And let us recognize when we're justifying the flesh and calling it the spirit. Help us grow up in You in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I just want to say, take that, devil. Amen. Anybody have anything they need to share tonight? Praise You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord. This is a weird thing. I heard the words whack-a-mole. And the thing about whack-a-mole is you never win. And it's somebody's whacking a mole, and it's actually, you're actually being used by the enemy. And so I think there's some correction that the Lord wants to give you, and you have to know who you are because, you know, this is a weird word. But you've been going after something in a way where you keep hitting it, but from different directions, but you haven't asked the Lord what his plan is for victory. And if you simply ask him, he will tell you, and it is actually nothing to do with what you're doing right now. There's victory. So if that's you, just quietly say, Lord, I think that's me. Will you show me your plan on how to win? And he will show you. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. You can download more messages at our store from SpiritofGodWorldwide.com.